When I saw the podiums apart, I thought maybe they heard that I went out running this afternoon and thinks I didn't take a shower or something.
当我看见这个讲台被放开的时候，我以为大家都知道我下午去跑步，好像我没有洗澡。
But I took a shower, so my brother is okay.
我洗了澡了，所以我的弟兄可以。
You know, we are thankful that we can continue in the Lord's presence.
我们能够继续在主的同在里边，何等的感恩！
And let's turn to Acts chapter 2. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再翻到以弗所书第二章。
We've been using these as our key verses.
我们用这些来作为我们的主题经文。
To see of this great and wonderful life that we've been brought into.
来看见这个我们被带进的一同生活的荣耀里。
Before we read these verses out of Ephesians 2, let's have another word of prayer.
在我们读以弗所书第二章之前，我们继续有点祷告。
Lord, as we do come into your presence tonight, we would come and sit at your feet.
主，今天晚上我们来到你同在的里面，我们就在你的脚前坐下。
We find so many things that try to stimulate us and distract us from your presence.
我们看见有这么多的事情要把我们从你同在的里面挪开。
Tonight we would say, "Be still, O my soul."
我愿意在这里说，我的魂呐，要安静。
And we would rest in the presence of the one who has first loved us.
我们愿意在这先爱了我们的主面前安息。
And in that great love, you have made every provision for us for this time tonight.
今天晚上这段时间是你在爱中为我们特别预备。
Lord, we are so thankful for the provision we have in Christ.
我们为着在基督里边丰富的预备来感谢你。
And by faith, we want to lay hold of that.
我们愿意借着信来支取这一点。
We come looking to you, Lord.
我们愿意来仰望你。
We look away from our own frailties.
从我们自己的软弱眼上面挪开眼睛。
We come and we look in a very dependent way upon you, Lord.
今天晚上我们带着依靠的心来仰望你。
Dependent upon thy Holy Spirit to move and speak tonight.
我们今天晚上仰望圣灵在我们中间做工来说话。
Lord, because without your Spirit, these words are just words on a piece of paper.
如果没有圣灵做工，这些话不过是 纸上的字。
But through thine anointing, there are words of life.
靠着你的恩膏，这些话会成为生命。
And so we come and we offer ourselves afresh unto you.
今天晚上我们来到你面前，再次把自己新鲜的献给你。
We have a desire, Lord, to meet you tonight.
今天晚上我们渴慕与你相会。
We have a desire for your heart to be satisfied.
我们渴慕你的心意得到满足。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠着你的名祷告。Amen.
Okay. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
And we want to read first verses 4 through 7.
我们首先第四节读到第七节。
But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him, and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
These verses speak to us of a tremendous experience that we have had within our life.
这些经节给我们讲说我们已经经历到的那个极大的经历。
The God of the universe.
宇宙的君王，宇宙的神。
The creator of all things.
这位创造万有的主。
Had such a desire that his beloved son would have a companion.
他有这样的一个强烈的心愿，就是他的爱子要有一个伴侣。
That he was willing to go to the extreme.
然后他要走到地极
and he offered his son.
把他的儿子赐给我们
he offered his son. We hear so much of Jesus dying on the cross.
关于耶稣被钉十字架我们听到了很多
I'm sorry, but sometimes the familiarity of that loses the cutting edge of what really occurred.
很遗憾有些时候听见太多了以后
Now I realize it's hard for us to imagine the love that the Father had for His Son. Parents here touch it in part. And we think that's such a great love. But when we start to think of the God the Father offering His only begotten Son, and who was He offering it for? Those that had rejected Him. Those that had despised Him. Those that had even He had blessed so much, but they turned their back on Him. But His love was greater than that. And out of that great love, He brought us into so great a salvation. I pray the Lord would refresh that within all of our hearts. Every day when we get up, I love that song that Chip sang. Living for Jesus. Now that can sound so corny at times, I'll admit. That can sound so corny or fake. We say, oh, I'm going to live for Jesus. The words can come so easy off our tongue. But if that really captured our life, if we could see the love that has captured us, we would want to live for Him every day. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And the problem is within our own self. That we fail to see the great love. Because there's another love within us. That selfish love. That love of self who is always watching out solely for himself. And at times that can be greater than the love of Christ within our hearts. But the Lord gives us opportunities and times to bring things back into a proper perspective. It's marvelous how when we're born again, all of our sins are forgiven. And we have that new life within us. And that life within us is jealous to burst forth. Imagine we have the life of Christ lived within us. And He never slumbers or sleeps. And He is jealous. He's wanting to come out. But we keep pushing it down, pushing it down. We say, oh, I don't want to look too zealous. I don't want people to laugh at me. I'll wait till Sunday morning and then I'll let Him come out. And when I go to youth group, I look so spiritual. But if I'm at work or I'm at school, I need to keep it quiet. I want to be politically correct. Don't want to offend anybody. Oh, so we end up restraining this life so much. But this river of living water within us is desiring to burst forth. And as we look throughout the scripture and we look throughout church history, when that river of life bursted forth, we see the Lord glorified.
我们就看见主得到荣耀。
And we see many coming unto him.
我们看见很多的人被吸引归向他。
Oh, would there be those rivers of living water coming forth from each of our lives?
真愿每一位从我们每一位里边都流出那个活水的江河。
That we could be the people that he's called us to be.
所以我们就能够成为他所呼召我们成为的那班人。
That we not just sing a nice little song, living for Jesus.
我们不仅仅在那边唱一首很美的歌，活着为耶稣。
But our lives would really live for him.
而是我们的生活见证我们是那样的人。
And if we can see what he has done for us,
我们就可以看见他为我们所成就的是什么。
There will be that desire to live for him in a fuller and greater way.
我们的愿望就是要更加丰满地活在他所要我们活的。
As we mentioned last night, the Lord not only saved us individually, but when we were born again, we were born into the body of Christ.
昨天晚上我们提到，当我们重生得救的时候，不是个体，而是被带到一个同一的生活里面。
And he has this wonderful desire that his life would be expressed among his people.
他有这样一个奇妙的心愿，就是他的生命能够从团体的里面彰显出来。
That there would be that life together expressed as a testimony unto him.
就是借着那样一同的生活，把他的见证彰显出来。
And this wasn't just a New Testament concept.
这不仅仅是一个新约的概念。
It's God's heart throughout all time.
是神在历世历代所存的心意。
That he would have a people that would speak of him, that would show forth the excellency of his very life and nature.
他能够得到一群的子民，他们能够在那里宣扬他的美德。
And last night we considered this matter of the privilege that we've been brought into.
昨天晚上我们一同来看，分享到这个生活是一个特权。
The privilege that we are living stones.
这样的一个特权就是我们是那个活石。
The privilege of all that we have in Him.
我们在他那里面所得到的那一切。
And the privilege we have of proclaiming the excellency of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
那个特权就是我们可以一同来宣扬那召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
And tonight we want to continue on with this matter.
今天晚上我们要来继续。
Because once we see this privilege,
一旦我们认识到这个特权，
once this privilegeCaptures our hearts.
一旦这个特权夺了我们的心，
it changes our whole perspective.
它就把我们整个的看法，把我们的看见改变了。
I don't know in life if you've ever had a change of perspective.
我们的生活的这个看见就改变了。
But as we go through life, certain times, certain events will happen.
当我们的生活里边，有些时候会发生一些事情。
And where we used to look at something one way.
我们有些时候会对一个事情有特定的看法。
Because of those events, we look at things so differently.
但是发生了一些事情以后，我们的看法会改变。
And we have a whole changing of perspective.
然后就是有一个看见的改变。
I know at times as we visit different assemblies, I'll be talking with some of the young brothers.
我们有些时候去不同的教会，我们看见一些情形。
And the brother will be sharing with me about the new car that he just got.
这样一个弟兄，他告诉我，他给我看他的一些车。
And that car is always washed and spotless.
那些车都是洗得很干净，像新车一样。
And then you go back the next year.
然后你第二年再去看他的时候。
And you'll notice his car is not quite as spotless as before.
你注意到他的那些车不像以前那么崭新。
And I was asking, what's going on? What's happening with your car?
所以我就问他，弟兄，到底出了什么事情？
And he said, oh, Brother Mac.
他说 ，Mac 弟兄。
I'm in love.
我现在谈恋爱了。
He's met a sister.
他遇见了一位姊妹。
And his whole perspective of life changes.
然后他整个对人生的看法改变了。
And this is what happens as we go through life together in Christ.
这其实是我们一同来经历在主里边生活的时候应该发生的事。
We experience more of him.
我们能够更多的经历他。
And our perspective of life changes.
我们对生活的那个看法改变了。
And how the Lord wants us to change the perspective from really looking at things from our own self.
神何等的愿望，我们能够从那个自我、自私的眼光来看事情里面。
And seeing things from His perspective.
改变成看用他的眼光来看一切的事物。
As we mentioned last night, it's pretty natural for most of us to look at things from our own perspective.
昨天晚上我们提到，我们愿意用自己的眼光来看是何等自然的一件事。
That's why we're the generation of the selfies.
这是为什么我们是这样的一个自拍的一个时代。
But the Lord wants to change our perspective.
但是主要在这边改变我们的看见。
That perspective of not I but Christ.
这样的一个看见就是不再是我，而是基督。
And we see a wonderful testimony of this.
我们在这边看见一个宝贵的见证。
is we see the birth of the church back in Acts chapter 2.
我们看见《使徒行传》第二章那边教会的诞生。
If you could turn with me back to Acts chapter 2.
请一同翻回到《使徒行传》第二章。
Again, looking at some familiar scriptures.
我们能够看一些熟悉的经文。
But as we look at these scriptures,
我们来看,
we want to see these from God's heart.
我们看这些经文的时候, 我们愿意从神的心意来看。
Now as we come to Acts chapter 2, we know this is on the day of Pentecost.
这是在五旬节的那一日。
Before this time, there was 120 individuals gathered in that upper room praying.
在那一天之前, 120位门徒聚在一处祷告。
And then on this glorious day,
然后在这个荣耀的日子,
these 120 individuals were baptized into one body.
120个单独个体的基督徒被受浸成为一个身体。
They were no longer just individuals.
他们不再是个体,
but now they were one in Christ.
他们在基督里面成为一体,
and their whole perspective of life changed.
他们对整个人生的看法改变,
where they had been living for themselves before,
过去他们是为自己而生活,
they were now living for others.
他们不为彼此来生活,
they were caring for others.
他们在为不照顾别人,
they were jealous for the life of Jesus to be expressed.
现在他们就为着基督的生命彰显而开始大发热心。
Now we'll start in Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
我们看第二章42节。
And as we read these, I want to ask you the question.
当我们一同读的时候, 我愿意问大家一个问题。
What is your perspective of these scriptures?
关于这段圣经, 你的看法是什么?
Well, I'll actually start in verse 41.
从41节开始。
So then those who had received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, and fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together, and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions, and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. And day by day, continuing with one mind or in one accord, in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house. They were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。 众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，横切地在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
What do we see when we look at these scriptures?
当我们读这段圣经，我们看见了什么？
We see His life expressed through His people.
我们看见他的生命从他的子民身上彰显出来。
We see this corporate expression of His life.
我们看见这个团体的一个彰显。
And the focus here is on life.
这个重点是在生命。
You know, these ones, as they came together,
当那些人聚在一起的时候,
they didn't have a book of church order to tell them what to do.
他们并没有这样的一个命令，让一个指示，让他们怎么样子来做。
They didn't have 20 years of meeting together that would establish traditions on how to meet.
他们没有聚会超过20年，所以他们有一个传统可以遵循。
They came together.
但是他们就来在一起。
And there was a life within them that was leading them to express itself in a full way.
是他们里边的那个生命来带领他们，怎么样子把那个生命能够丰满的彰显出来。
You know, they came together, and as they were together, they were sharing with one another.
他们来到一起，而且他们彼此的这样子的关照。
And the reality of his life was leading them into a fuller and greater expression of that life.
是他们里边生命的实际，带领他们能够进入到一个更丰富的光景。
I love how it says in verse 42 how they were continually devoting themselves.
我喜欢42节这边说到他们都恒心的来遵守。
There's a zealousness there.
在那边我们看见那个热心。
That's a reality. That is a when you're continually devoting yourself to something.
如果你能够恒心遵守一些事情，你看见那边那个热心。
It's because there's a hunger, there's a thirst, there's a desire in there for to experience more of Him.
因为那个里边你能看见一个饥渴的心，那个强烈的愿望。
They were, and they had a desire to learn more from the apostles.
他们强烈的愿望从使徒那教训里面得到教训。
And what were the apostles sharing?
所以当这些使徒教训他们的时候，
they were simply sharing about Christ.
他们只是在那边讲说关于基督的事。
They were sharing the preciousness of Him.
他们在那边分享关于他的宝贵。
And as they were fellowshipping with one another,
当他们在一起彼此交接的时候，
they were sharing His life together.
他们在那边一同分享到他的生命。
They saw this privilege that they had been brought into.
他们看见了他们被一同带进的那个特权。
And their perspective of life was revolutionized.
然后他们对生活的那个看见就完全被革命化。
As these ones had gathered together in that upper room.
当这些人他们一同聚集在楼上的房间里的时候。
Yes, it says, yes, they were waiting for that promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit to come.
他们那个时候在等候着父的应许，就是圣灵的降临。
But they had no idea what was going to occur.
但是他们却不知道会发生什么事。
They had no idea that this church was going to come and be born like this.
他们并不知道教会将用那样子的方式来诞生。
As they were going on,
所以当他们继续的时候，
all of a sudden they recognized that they had been brought into a oneness in Christ.
他们突然意识到他们被带进到基督身体的那个合一的里面。
And there was an experiencing of a reality that they had never seen before.
他们就开始经历到一个从前从来不知道的那个实际。
And the wonderful thing is you read through these scriptures.
你继续来读这段经文，你就会发现一个奇妙的事。
Everybody could see it and testify of it.
每一个人都能够看见，而且能够见证这件事。
Look at the inclusiveness of some of these words.
我们看见这边用的词是包容，何等的包容性。
In verse 43,
第四十三节
，It says everyone kept feeling a sense of awe.
这边众人都惧怕。
In 44, all those who had been believed were together.
所以第四十四节说，凡信的人都在一处。
And they had all things in common.
而且凡物都共用。
And they continued. This was they were going on together.
我们看见他们继续的被带在一起。
And how were they going on together?
他们怎么样子能够继续的建造在一起呢？
Because they had been brought, they were continuing daily in one accord.
因为他们天天都同心合意的恒切。
There was one mind leading them on.
他们只有一个心思。
It was no longer their individual minds.
不再是他们个人个体的心思。
But they had that mind of Christ richly dwelling within them.
那边有基督的心思在他们里面丰满的居住。
And they had this desire to be together.
他们有那样的一个强烈的心愿要在一起。
They didn't wake up in the morning.
他们不是说早上起来。
And say, oh, today is Wednesday.
没有说今天是礼拜三。
Wednesday, that's prayer meeting. We go there. Wednesday's prayer meeting, so we go prayer meeting.
礼拜三有祷告会，所以我们就去祷告会。
Oh, today is Friday.
哦，今天是礼拜五。
We do Bible study on Friday.
我们在礼拜五是查经。
Saturday, we do youth group.
礼拜六我们是青年人聚会。
Now every day there was a freshness of life, and Lord was bringing them together.
每一天都是一个新鲜的生命，主把他们带到那个同一的生活。
And they were not only together, but they were also together in the various homes, going from house to house, enjoying one another.
不仅是在一起，而且他们每天在不同的家中来擘饼。
And I love how the Holy Spirit always puts words in for clarification.
我非常喜欢圣灵在这边用不同的词来说明一些事情。
It's not in verse 41 or 46. It talks about how they go from house to house and taking their meals together.
在四十六节里面说到他们在家中擘饼。
But it adds with gladness and sincerity of heart.
说到他们是存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And sometimes we can take our meals together.
这就是我们在一起用饭的时候应有的光景。
We can do things together.
他们做两件事情。
But is there a gladness?
一个就是他们欢喜。
Every Sunday when we get together and we have our meals.
每个礼拜天每个主日我们聚集的时候一起用饭的时候。
As you're cooking that rice to start the day.
当你那天早上来做饭的时候。
Is there a gladness of heart?
在你的心中是不是有那样一个欢喜呢
？Or is it, oh, here goes the rice again?
或者你会说啊，又要开始做饭
？Oh, it's my Sunday to fix this.
是我的礼拜天，我还要来做这个。
No, there was this gladness because they saw beyond themselves.
他们有那样一个欢喜，因为他们看出了，他们看了超越他们自己的事。
They saw they weren't doing it for themselves.
他们不是在为自己做饭。
But they were sharing and enjoying his life together.
他们在一起来分享主。
And there was that sincerity.
在那边能看见有那个诚实。
They weren't trying to impress everybody.
他们并不是在那边让别人。
I notice sometimes when you have love feast.
当然我们知道有些时候我们有爱宴。
Somebody will fix a dish.
有些人会做一道菜
and everybody will brag on that dish.
每一个人都在那边夸奖那道菜
Oh, and then all of a sudden within our hearts,
所以突然在我们的心里边
we'll say, wait till the next one. Wait till the next love feast.
我们心里面就会说哼等到看到下一个爱宴
I'm going to prepare my specialty.
我会拿出我的拿做出我的拿手菜
and then everybody will brag on my dish.
所以每一个人都会来夸奖我的菜。
Who's getting the glory there?
谁在这边得到荣耀呢？
This is the simplicity and sincerity of just sharing what we have with one another.
在那边他们就带着一个单纯诚实的心一起来分享。
We're not there impressing one another.
我们在那边不是要让彼此能够更加的。
We're there with the desire to serve and enter into the fellowship we have with him.
我们在那边就是来彼此的服侍。
As we look at these dear ones.
所以我们看见这些亲爱的圣徒
you know, as they're going through this life together,
当他们在那边过那样一个一同的生活的时候
it's marvelous how they're ones that were added and brought in.
所以就很多得救的人天天加给他们
When others that are not believers see the life of Christ expressed among his people,
当那些不信的人来看见主的生命从他们身上彰显出来的时候
there's a reality that they cannot deny.
他们就没有办法否认那个实际在他们中间。
I know many from China when they came to the U.S.
我知道很多从中国来到美国来的人。
They went to a university.
他们通常是到大学里面。
And there was a local group of Christians who tricked them into coming over for a meal one Friday night.
好像有一个中国的学团体，他们就好像把他们骗到一起来吃饭。
Now, I know, you can always trick the Chinese with food.
你可以总是用饭来把中国人骗到一起。
Invite them for a meal, they'll all come.
如果你要做饭的话，他们都会来。
But as you were there at school, and these ones said, "Come over for a meal on Friday night. We're going to have it at this building."
你去上学的时候，他们会说：“来呀，到礼拜五到这个 building， 到这个建筑来，我们要一起吃饭。
”You might have gotten there, maybe when you back in China, you'd never even heard of Jesus Christ.
也许在中国你从来没有听说过耶稣基督
But then all of a sudden you started to see something that was real.
但是突然你看见一些是真实的东西
There was something in the life of these others that you didn't have.
在这些人的心中有一个东西你没有
And you were drawn to it.
然后你就被吸引到他们的中间
So in many ways without even preaching a gospel message.
很多的时候甚至你都不需要去传一个福音的信息。
There was already a hunger for that life.
他们里边已经产生了对那个生命的饥渴。
I think it's wonderful the way that so many reach out to the students throughout this country when they come over to study.
在这个国家有那么多的人愿意去向那些人传福音是何等美好的事情。
It's a great work.
这实在是一个伟大的工作。
And how we're thankful for the fruit that that has borne.
我们为着这个工作所结的果实我们是何等的感恩。
And so we see that as when one see the life of Christ,
当人看见了基督的生命
They're drawn to him.
他们就受吸引要归向他。
But when it says there were the Lord was adding to their number every day.
这边说到主将得救的人天天加给他们。
I think also what was being added was more and more experiencing the character and nature of our Lord.
我觉得被加给他们的还有更多的就是我们主的生命主的性情和他的性格
those that were serving those that were living there was a growing there was an adding of life within them
那些服侍的人在他们的里面就被增加了主的生命主的性格
and that created a greater overflow
他们就能更多的能够满溢出来
oh it's so wonderful when our perspective is changed from our individual life to seeing this life that we have together
我们从自我中心的那个看法里边被改变出来，这是何等美好的事情！
Now when I first shared on mentioned about sharing on corporate life or our life together,
当我头一次提到说我要分享这个一同生活这种团体生活的时候
，What word came to first to your mind?
那么进到你头脑里面的第一个字是什么
？Quite often it's a word that I haven't used tonight.
非常经常发生的就是那个词我还没有用到过。
It's the word meetings.
就是聚会。
Going to church,
去教会
Is that our impression of life together, or corporate life?
那个是不是就是我们一提到团体生活的时候的一个印象呢？
Now yes, assembling together is a vital and essential part of our life together.
没有错，聚在一起，那个是我们一同生活的一个非常重有生命力的重要的部分。
But it's not the totality of it.
但是那个却不是一同生活的全部。
And actually, this is one of the great weaknesses that we are challenged with today.
其实那是一个很大的一个弱点，也是个挑战。
Because so often we can think of this. Our life together is simply when we're in meetings.
因为很多的时候我们觉得我们在聚会的里面才是一同生活。
Would the Lord shatter that concept?
愿主来打碎那个观念。
Now I want to be at every meeting and every gathering that I have an opportunity to be at.
我愿意去参加每一个我能够有机会参加的聚会。
They are so vital.
这些是非常的重要。
Oh, to be at that prayer meeting, to be at that Bible study.
无论是祷告聚会，无论是查经聚会。
What a blessing that is.
这是何等的一个祝福。
But let's not limit the Lord, limit His life to only experiencing that when we're in meetings.
愿意我们不要被这件事情限制，就是直到这些聚会的里面才能够经历到主的生命。
The life outside of the meeting that He wants us to experience in caring for one another.
是在这些聚会之外，他也让我们经历到他的生命，我们彼此的相爱。
And being related with one another.
我们彼此的相关。
And I know in the busyness of this day and time,
特别是在这个现今忙碌的时代,
you know, it is such a challenge.
这是何等的一个挑战。
But there's something about when we have that touch.
但是如果我们能够看见那一点,
and now when we're talking about having that touch,
当我们在这边说到那个看见,
I'm talking about a real, actually seeing the person and talking with them one-on-one.
我在这边说到，就是你看见你去接触一个人，你跟他一同谈话。
I think one of the greatest hindrances in our being built together today.
我觉得今天这个一个最大的拦阻，关于这个一同生活的建造
is texting and tweeting and Facebook.
是用短信用 Facebook 来联系。
We I don't know what that. You did good, you got. But we see how it because it depersonalizes everything.
因为这些东西让我们彼此之间没有那种人个人的交流.
There's nothing better than sitting down with a brother or sister.
没有任何一个事情可以超过你能够面对面的与人
sharing and seeing face to face.
你能够面对面的交通，彼此的能够看得见.
Oh, we're getting robbed of that. It's being stolen from us.
这件事情已经好像被偷走。
Oh, because in order to do that, it will cost us something.
如果要面对面的相交的话，这会要付出代价。
It cost us time.
我们需要花时间。
It means we have to if we were going to do something, we're going to have to say no to that and go spend some time with a brother or sister.
如果我们要跟弟兄姊妹在一起，我们需要对于其他的事情说不。
Now, I don't want anybody to think I'm overreacting.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要以为我对这件事过度的一个反应。
I know in the practicality of life, texting, tweeting, things like that, that's okay.
我知道在实际的生活里边用这些短信等等的方式是可以的。
But just don't kid ourselves into thinking and allowing that to be a substitute for fellowship and relating together.
但是千万不要用那种方式来完全的代替我们彼此的相交。
Because what has the Lord called us for?
因为神呼召我们什么呢?
Why are we gathering together?
为什么我们需要聚在一起呢?
Why does the Lord desire that we're here this weekend?
为什么主的心愿让我们在这个周末聚在这里呢?
Why does He desire that you gather back in your localities?
为什么他的心愿让我们在各个不同地方都有聚会呢?
He has this desire that there be a testimony of His life upon this earth in this day and time.
因为他的心愿是在这个地方，在这个时间。
He has that desire that he would have a place where he could dwell and have a habitation among his people.
他有一个心愿，他要在这个地方得到一个安息之所，能够居住。
Our Lord has been so jealous to dwell among his people.
主是何等的渴慕能够跟他的百姓住在一起。
And he has this desire today to dwell among his people.
今天他在他的百姓中间是何等的愿望，愿意住在他们的中间。
But we're so busy with the helter and skelter of life.
但是我们每天都在那边忙碌我们自己的生活琐碎的事情。
There's not a place for him to just come and dwell.
好像没有一个地方可以让他来就住在那里。
Again, it's because we're not seeing it from his perspective.
这都是因为我们没有办法从他的眼光来看事物。
He has a wonderful work that he's wanting to do.
他有一个奇妙的工要做。
Our brother shared this morning out of 1 Corinthians 13.
今天早上我们的弟兄从哥林多前书十三章给我们看见。
A marvelous chapter on love.
那个关于爱那个奇妙的篇章。
Now, the next chapter is chapter 14.
下面一个就是第十四章。
Turn over to 1 Corinthians 14.
我们一起翻到哥林多前书十四章。
Now, if you ask somebody, what's the thrust of this chapter?
如果你问一个人这一章的那个重点要说什么呢？
Most are going to respond.
很多的人都会说
The thrust of this chapter, it's about gifts.
这一章是说到恩赐。
It's about gifts within the church.
是说到教会的那个恩赐。
But I would challenge that response.
但是我愿意来挑战那个回应。
Because there's one word that gets used over and over throughout this chapter.
因为在这一章里边反复地提到一个词。
It gets used five or so times throughout this chapter.
大概用到五次。
And it gets to the matter of what the gifts are for.
他是说到那个恩赐是用来做什么
of why we have this life together.
为什么我们要有这样的一个一同的生活
And it's this word edification.
就是那个造就那个字
Or being built together.
或者就是一同建造
That's what the issue is here.
这是这个地方真正的问题
The issue in chapter 14 is being built together.
这个十四章所面对的那个关键
Of that love being expressed through his people.
让他的生命可以借他的百姓彰显出来。
And when there's a prophecy in the tongues and all the gifts, it's for the purpose of edification.
所有那些方言各方面的恩赐都是为了来建造他的百姓。
It gets summarized in verse 26.
他在第二十六节那边总结出来。
Well, let's read verse 12 first.
我们先读十二节。
And he says, So also you, since you're zealous for spiritual gifts, seek to abound for the edification of the church.
你们也是如此，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。
Praise God for the gifts.
我们感谢主为着这些恩赐。
But what are they for?
但是这些恩赐是为了什么呢？
Again, it's tragic in the self-centered society that we live in.
在这个以自我为中心的这个社会，那个悲剧是什么？
We think the gifts are for us.
我们觉得这些恩赐是为我们自己的。
They're like our little play toys.
是好像成了我们的玩具。
That we have it, we can use them as we like.
我们可以照着我们的心愿来使用这些恩赐。
But no, they're given with purpose.
但是这些恩赐赐予是有目的的。
That purpose is for edification and for the Lord to do this building work.
这是为着神来建造他的教会所赐下的恩赐。
As you look over now in verse 26.
我们现在来看二十六节。
It says, What is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, has an interpretation, and let all things be done for edification.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
Let all things be done for edification, for His glory.
让所有的事情都造就人，而且是为着他的荣耀。
That great work that he is doing.
这个是他要做的伟大的工作。
You know, today there's a great focus upon fellowship.
现在我们非常注重交通。
But actually, at times, well, we use this word too loosely.
但是很多的时候，我们说到交通这个词用得太烂。
A lot of people now they're having fellowship about the NBA finals.
现在他们关于这个篮球队的冠军赛，他们也有交通。
Having fellowship about the World Cup,
他们关于世界杯也有交通。
There's a lot of fellowship about how bad Holland creamed Spain today.
他们今天关于这个王后多么坏，也有这些交通。
Yeah, and so we call this come over and have fellowship while we watch this game.
我们在这边看球赛的时候，我们也说我们在交通。
But it's just pure social.
但这些不过是这社交。
What's the fellowship? What is true fellowship?
真正的基督徒的交通是什么？
Fellowship is sharing His life with one another.
是在那边分享基督的生命。
That's one of the great privileges that we have within this Christian life.
这是作为基督徒生活一个最大的特权之一。
Is that we have been called into this fellowship.
我们被呼召进入这样的一个交通。
Fellowship of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
是进入到父神、子神和圣灵的交通的里面。
Called into fellowship of that life and to share it together.
我们被呼召进入那个生命的交通的里面。
And as we see, as we have our life together,
我们看见，当我们有这样的一个一同的生活
，it is so easy, even as Chip shared in the introduction.
就像 Chip 弟兄分享的那样。
We can talk about other things so easily.
我们可以很容易地谈其他的事情。
But do you ever notice how hard it is to just talk about the Lord with a brother and sister?
你有没有意识到，当跟弟兄姊妹一同交通到主的事情是何等的困难？
We have a great meeting like we had this morning when our brother was sharing on that church of Philadelphia.
今天早上弟兄交通到菲拉铁菲教会的时候，我们有这样子一个美好的聚会。
We go to lunch.
然后我们就去吃午饭。
We talk about other things.
然后我们就开始谈论其他的事情。
There's a violence we have to do with ourselves.
我们实在对自己应该有那个强暴。
To really share the Lord's life with one another.
我们应该彼此的在那边交通基督的生命。
And could we be more exercised in that way?
我们在那样的方式，我们能够有更多的操练。
I know back in Richmond, we eat together every Sunday also.
在 Richmond 我们每个礼拜天也一同聚会。
And one of the goals of that was to have fellowship.
那个目的之一是为了交通。
And just in my opinion, I think we've been an utter failure on that.
照着我的看法，我们其实是很失败的。
There's a lot of socializing.
因为有很多的东西不过是社交性。
There's a lot of catching up in light things.
很多的时候我们要彼此来通报我们的近况。
I really wonder at times how much genuine fellowship we're having.
很多时候我怀疑我们有多少真实的交通。
Now Jeffrey and Catherine are going to get me in trouble when I go back to Richmond.
我回到 Richmond 以后我会遇见麻烦的。
But love covers, brother, love covers.
但是弟兄用爱来遮盖我。
We just see there's something, it just doesn't come naturally at times.
我们知道很多的东西好像就很自然的就会出来。
But I think if we can come into a greater appreciation of the privilege we have of this life together,
但是我觉得有一件事情可以让我们能够更多的来欣赏这个同一再生活一同生活的特权。
It will start to change our perspective of this life together.
如果我们来开始改变我们对一同生活的那个看见。
And that genuine fellowship will flow a lot more freer.
那么真实的交通就会更加自然的更加随意的能够流露出来。
Oh, would the Lord bring us into that place?
愿主能够带领我们进到那个状况里。
This is what they were experiencing back in Acts chapter 2.
这是在使徒行传第二章里边我们所看见的光景。
Actually, earlier tonight we sang that hymn, Christian Hearts in Love United.
我们早些时候唱的这首歌众圣徒爱里相系。
And this was written during one of the great movements in church history.
这个、首诗歌是在一个很大的基督徒运动的里面所写的。
It was written by a Count Zinzendorf.
是清清多夫爵士所写的。
During the with the Moravians.
是在摩拉维亚这个运动的过程里面写的。
Now, during the 18th century.
大概在18世纪。
True believers throughout Europe were being greatly persecuted.
在欧洲那边，真实的信徒都遭到逼迫。
But this Zinzendorf had an estate.
金森多夫他有一个庄园。
And it was a refuge where people from all different backgrounds could come together and find a place of safety.
是这样的一个避难所，所有那些受逼迫的圣徒可以到这边来找到避难。
So once as they were coming from various backgrounds came to this place, and at first it was wonderful.
当这些来自不同背景的圣徒聚在一起的时候，刚开始是很美好。
They had escaped the various aspects of persecution.
他们逃避各种各样的那种逼迫。
But then, as the longer they were together,
但是当他们在一起生活久了
they started having some problems.
他们就开始又出现了问题。
You know, all of a sudden you found out, oh, you believe in predestination. I don't believe in that.
突然你发现，哦，原来你是相信预定论的，那个我不信。
You know, you have this doctrine. I don't believe in that.
哦，你是信这样的一个教义，我不信。
You wear head coverings. I don't believe in that.
你是蒙头的。
On and on, they've had all their various beliefs and practices.
然后他们都是有各种不同的信仰和实行。
It actually became a very splintered group.
然后那个时候他们就开始变得一个分开的一些小的团体。
And there was a lot of divisions and sects among them.
在他们的中间有很多的宗派，有很多的门户。
And they started, but Zinzendorf and some of the others started praying.
所以那个时候金金多夫他们就开始祷告。
And one precious Sunday, as they gathered to take the Lord's table.
有一个非常宝贵的礼拜主日，他们聚在一起来领主的圣餐。
And on that day,
在那一天
when they were reminded of His great love,
他们被提醒看见主的爱。
The privilege that they had been brought into.
看见他们被带进的那个特权里面。
There was a humbling of themselves.
对他们来讲就是一个谦卑的时刻。
And the Lord took that those varied individuals.
神在那个时候把那些不同的个体。
And they became Christian hearts in love united.
他们就成为在众圣徒在爱里边心心相系。
There was a mighty oneness that came about.
所以那个时候就出现了一个合一。
And the Lord used that in a great way.
所以神就大大的使用了他们的那个合一。
Spread the gospel throughout the earth.
就把整个把福音传到了地整个地球。
You know, their perspective was changed.
他们的看法改变了。
And they came back to see what a great privilege they had.
他们现在回到那个最初的看见，他们进到一个何等的特权里。
And where we have lost sight of that privilege.
我们今天已经失去了那个看见。
And where our perspective is off.
我们的这个看法是。
We're wanting the Lord to work within this.
我们愿意主在我们的心中来做工。
That we could have that 20/20 perspective from His sight.
我们能够用他的眼光来清楚地看见。
We talk a lot about being in the body of Christ.
我们说到很多次在基督的身体里面。
Again, what is our perspective of being in that body of Christ?
那么我们对这件事情的看法到底如何呢？
Well, let's look over at 1 Corinthians 12.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
Because as we look at this chapter, we see.There's a wonderful description of many aspects of the body of Christ.
因为这一章里边描述到基督身体的很多方面。
First Corinthians 12, we'll read a couple of verses to begin with. Start in verse 12.
我们从十二节开始读。
For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, we were all made to drink of that one Spirit.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
When we're speaking of the body of Christ, you know,Sometimes, again, it can have a familiarity to it, and we don't think about it.
我们提到基督身体的时候，因为我们是这样的熟悉这个词，所以好像我们看不见一些东西。
We're not appreciative of what we have.
我们实在是对我们所有的我们不欣赏。
And also, we can make it so spiritual and mystical that we can lose the touch of the reality of it.
很多时候我们把它过度的属灵化了，我们其实看不见那个实际。
How did you get into the body of Christ?
你怎么样子进到基督的身体里边呢？
You were simply born into it.
其实你是生到里面去的。
It's that simple.
非常简单。
Now just think about your own body.
想想你自己的身体。
How did your hand become part of your body?
你的手怎么成为你身体的一部分呢？
Were you born with just arms?
你是不是生下来只有胳膊呢？
And then when you were about 6 months old?
大概你六岁六个月以后。
They said, oh, they need some hands now.
然后你觉得，嗯，我现在需要一只手。
And when you got about a year, they said, "Oh, you need some feet now."
所以你活到一岁的时候，你觉得你需要一双腿。
No, I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
这听起来是很可笑。
But we see when we were born with a complete body.
我们知道，我们出生的时候，我们的身体就是完全的。
And everything we had was within that body.
所有我们所需要的都在那个身体上面。
We obviously then we grow.
然后我们就开始生长。
Some of us grew too much.
有些人长得太多。
That's why we have to exercise.
这是为什么我们需要锻炼。
But we have this wonderful body of Christ that in the same way we've been born into.
我们也同样的这样出生在基督的身体里面。
Now is there any time when you're not part of the body of Christ?
会不会有些时候你不在基督的身体里面呢？
How about when you're at school?
你在学校里面。
How about when you're asleep?
你在睡觉的时候。
Again, keep it simple.
再一次我们愿意简单的来说
Is there any time that your hand is not part of your body?
是不是有任何时候你的手不是你身体的一部分
Even if it falls asleep and you can't feel it
甚至当你睡着的时候你没有感觉的时候
It's still part
这个手还是你身体的一部分
We're always part of the body
它永远是身体的一部分
And this, we need to have this perspective made real to us
这个看法对我们应该成为真实的
Because whatever we do in life impacts others
因为我们在生活里边做的任何事情对别人都会有影响。
My wife and I, we end up traveling a lot.
我跟我的妻子经常的旅行。
I remember when I was younger, I thought it was great to go flying here, fly there.
当我年轻的时候，我觉得能够出去飞到这边、飞到那边是很好的一件事。
We fly so much now, we're at this platinum level of Delta and all that stuff, so.
我们现在经常的出去旅行，所以我们的这个飞行的这个都成为一个最高的那个成员。
But as you're going through airports,
当你经过飞机场的时候
，you can immediately tell people that are accustomed to traveling and those that are not.
你可以一下就能看出来，有些人是适应旅行或者旅行很多，
有些人不是。Because people that are accustomed to traveling are aware of other people.
因为那些经常旅行的人，他们能够注意到其他的人。
People that are not accustomed to traveling.
他们能够注意到那些并不经常旅行的人。
They think they're the only ones on the airplane.
他们是那些。
They don't care if they're standing there in the aisle for 5 minutes trying to get their bag in the overhead.
他们是那些就好像只是他们在坐飞机，然后他们就可以花很长时间来做一件事情。
And there's 62 other people waiting to get past this person.
你后面有62个人，他们要等着要来办这个事情。
They're totally unconscious.
但是这些人他们根本就不在乎其他的人要做什么。
And sometimes within the body of Christ, we can be unconscious.
有些时候在基督的身体里面我们也会这样子的不经意
whatever we do impacts others.
但是无论我们做什么对其他人都会有影响
And the question we really have before us,
所以我在我们面前的一个问题是什么
It's not am I a member of the body of Christ
并不是说我是不是基督身体的一个成员
It's what kind of member am I
而是我是到底是什么样的一个肢体
But praise God
感谢主
Each one of us has a special and unique place within the body of Christ.
我们每一个人在基督的身体里面都有一个独特的一个功能和位置。
We each one of us has a privileged place.
我们每一个人都有一个那个有特定权力的位置。
Now there's a great diversity, but there's a marvelous unity that we have.
在基督的身体里面有那个奇妙的多样，也有那个奇妙的合一。
Look down at verse 18 in this chapter.
我们看到第十八节。
Because who designs this body?
谁设计了这个身体呢?
It says, but God has placed the members, each one of them in the body, just as He desired.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上。
And I love how it says, God placed each one of us right where He desired.
我非常喜欢这边说神随着自己所意思的把肢体安聚在俱各安排在身上。
I'm so glad it doesn't say just where He thought of it.
我非常高兴他并没有说他
Because desire is a heartfelt word.
因为这边说到那个心意是说到他的心。
Out of a desire of his heart.
是从他的那个心愿里边发出来的。
He puts each one of us in that unique special place.
他把我们安放在那个特别特定的位置上。
And would that we come to appreciate this?
我们什么时候才能够欣赏这一点?
We could see more and more of all that he's called us to.
我们可以看越来越多的认识到他在呼召我们得到。
So often we're wanting to go somewhere else.
所以有些时候我们愿意到别的地方去。
But he has each one of us right where he wants us to be.
但是他却把我们安排在我们所在的应该在的那个地方。
As you look within this chapter,
你看这一章的时候
we actually see two categories that's talked about here.
我们看见这边有两类的东西。
If you look from in verse 14 to verse 18,
如果你从十四节读到十八节
These are ones that think too little of themselves.
这些人他们实在是小看自己。
It says in verse 14, For the body is not one member but many. For if the foot should say, Because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body.
十四节说身子原不是一个肢体乃是许多肢体脚说我不是手所以不属乎身子。
Some of us don't realize the blessing that we have of where the Lord has placed us.
很多的人还没有认识到神把我们所放的那个位置是何等的蒙福。
You know, the poor little foot, he says, oh, I'm not a hand, and so I'm not appreciated.
所以这个可怜的脚他就说我不是手所以没有人欣赏我。
We can think, I'll never be missed.
我们就会说别人都不会纪念我。
If I don't ever do anything, or if I'm not around, nobody will ever miss me.
如果我不来如果我不做什么事情没有人会在乎我。
You know, the foot has a good argument here.
我们看见这个脚这边好像很有道理。
Because tonight,
因为今天晚上
my feet are telling me,
我的脚告诉我说
Mac, how long are you going to stand up there?
Mac, 你今天晚上要站多久呢?
I'm having to support you.
我今天晚上要来支持你。
We're actually doing all the work.
我们其实在这边做全部的工作。
But look who's getting all the glory.
但是看看谁在那边得到最大的荣耀呢?
Everybody sees your hands.
因为每个人都可以看见你的手。
And you wave at people and they notice your hands.
当你向人招手的时候，他们注意到你的手。
But your hands, they're not doing anything.
但是手却没有做任何事情。
But with your feet, we're doing all the work.
但是你的脚呢，却在那边做所有的工作。
And nobody really appreciates us.
但是没有任何人欣赏你的脚。
You even put these sweaty socks on me.
甚至你把这个臭袜子穿在上头。
I mean, the hand is free, it doesn't get all sweaty.
但是你的手却是这样的自由，甚至都不用出汗。
Then you made me wear these uncomfortable shoes.
而且你穿的这个鞋很不舒服。
You really don't care about us as feet.
你实在不在乎我们这个脚。
You know, we can laugh at that.
我们当然都会笑。
But sometimes, as we're living together,
但是很多的时候，当我们一起生活的时候
，we can say we as we're maybe like setting up for this conference.
比如说，我们在这边啊，把这个会场布置起来。
You've been doing all this work.
来操办这个聚会，我们要做所有的事情。
Carrying this there, carrying that there.
把这个东西搬到这边，搬到那边。
Nobody's seen you.
没有人看见你。
Nobody even said thank you.
甚至没有人对你说谢谢。
Nobody noticed you.
而且没有人注意到你。
And then all of a sudden, somebody walks in at the last minute.
所以有些人他们最后一分钟才进到会场。
They happen to pick up a box.
他们就捡到一个盒子。
Not even a heavy box.
甚至不是一个很重的盒子。
And they just bring it and set it over there.
他们就把这个盒子搬到前面放下。
And these people, oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
所以很多人就说谢谢你，我们非常的感激。
And we're sitting over there saying, didn't they see what I did?
我们会坐在那边想，哎，他们看不见我做的事吗
？I work so much harder than that guy.
我比那个人做的事情多多了。
And yet he's getting all the praise.
但是他却得到所有的赞扬。
Oh, but who are we serving?
那么我们在服侍谁呢
？You know, the Lord has each one of us right where we are.
所以主把我们每一个人放在那个特定的时候和地点。
You know, one of the things I've learned over the years about hidden service.
所以这些年来我所学习的关于那些隐藏的服侍。
The Lord convicted me. He said, Mac, you know why?I have you doing so much hidden service.
主实在是让我看见，他对我说：“你知道这些年我让你做那些隐藏的服事吗
？”You're too proud to handle the public service.
因为你太骄傲，所以你没有办法来面对那个公开的服事。
You're more desiring to hear the praises of man than the praise of God.
你实在是更在乎人的称赞，过于神的称赞。
And I had to confess he was right. He was right.
我必须要承认说神是对。
But praise God, we can humble ourselves before Him.
感谢主，我们可以在他面前谦卑下来。
We can confess, and we can just come keep going on.
我们可以承认，我们可以悔改，然后我们继续往前。
It's as we serve that we learn of ourselves.
当我们在服事的时候，我们就可以认识自己更多。
And the Lord touches those areas.
然后神就开始来触摸那些点。
And allows us to be built together.
让我们这些人能够被建造在一起。
Oh, don't ever let anyone tell you or don't ever think you're not important.
不要让别人告诉你说你是多么不重要，没有人欣赏你。
Now, one of my favorite stories is about a man named Edward Kimball.
有一个人我非常的有一个弟兄我非常的欣赏。
Now, if any of you heard it before, it's just tough. You got to hear it again.
有些你们听过这个故事，就请你再容忍一下。
But Edward Kimball was a dear brother in the Lord.
Eric Kimball 是在主里边一个宝贵的弟兄。
And he was a Sunday school teacher in Chicago.
他是在芝加哥一个主日学的教老师。
And he was very faithful. He cared for all of the students in his class.
他非常的关心他的课堂上的每一个学生。
And he was always trying to share the gospel with them to get them saved.
他总是愿意去向他们传福音，让他们得救。
And one time, this young man came to Chicago, and his uncle made him go to church with him.
有一天，一个年轻人因为他叔叔的缘故，带他到教会。
He wasn't saved.
他还没有得救。
But since he lived in his uncle's house, he had to go to church.
因为他住在舅舅家里，所以他必须要去。
So Edward Kimball started taking an interest in him.
所以 Eric Kimball 就开始对他有兴趣。
And so he was praying for this young man.
他就为那个年轻人祷告。
And this young man worked at his uncle's store.
所以这个年轻人在他叔叔的店里边工作。
His uncle sold shoes.
他的叔叔是卖鞋的。
So one day Edward Kimball said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to share the Lord with this man.
有一天 Eric
with this young boy.
Eric Kimball 弟兄就说我要去到他那里边要把主分享给他。
So he goes down. And Edward Kimball himself is a very shy person.
Eric Kimball 弟兄他自己是一个非常害羞的弟兄。
He's comfortable in the confines of a Sunday school classroom.
他就是在一个主日学的课堂里面，他就很满足了。
But to go out and share the gospel with somebody, that's not him.
如果要到外面去传福音，那实在不是他所愿意做。
But the Lord called him to do it, and in obedience he went.
主呼召他，他要顺从主就去了。
So he walked by the shoe store.
所以他就来走过那个鞋店。
And he looked in.
他看一看。
And he saw this young boy, but he was waiting on somebody.
他看见那个年轻的孩子，他在那边服侍其他的顾客。
So he said, "Oh, I came by, but he was busy, and he walked on."
然后他就抹一抹汗，他说我来了，他在忙，那我就走了。
And he went a little ways, and the Holy Spirit convicted him.
他走了以后，他走了一段时间，然后圣灵就开始再来对他说话。
And so he walked back.
所以他就开始又往回走。
He looked in the store.
他又往店里边看了看。
He didn't see him.
看不见他了。
And he said, "Oh, he's gone. Okay." So he walked away.
他说：“哦，他走了，他不在了，所以我又要往回走。”
So this went on about three or four times.
就是这样子，大概经历过三四次。
And finally he said, "Lord, I've just got to do it."
所以最后他跟主说：“主啊，我还是要做。”
So he went on in the store and he found him.
所以他就进到店里面去，他就找到他。
And he went and they went outside and they shared the gospel with him, and this young boy got saved.
所以他就带着孩子到外面去跟他传福音，后来孩子就得救。
Neither one of them actually remember what Kimball said.
这是我所记得 Campbell 弟兄所说的。
But this young boy's name, this young man's name,
这位年轻人，他的名字是
was Dwight L. Moody.
就是 D.L. Moody.
Now most of us have heard of a Moody.
我们很多人都听说过穆迪。
But have we ever heard of a Kimball?
但是我们却很少听说过 Campbell 弟兄。
A so-called nobody in the body of Christ.
他就是被称为那个基督身体里边那个无名小卒。
Nobody from man's perspective.
从人的角度看，他是一个无名小卒。
But somebody from God's perspective.
但是从神的角度看，他却是一个。
It's interesting. Whenever you go after tonight, go back and Google Edward Kimball.
今天晚上你们要回去，你们可以 Google Eric Kimball.
And what you will find,
你们所能够得看见的
is a direct connection from Edward Kimball and Billy Graham.
是从 Eric Kimball 一直到 Billy Graham.
Edward Kimball shares with.Moody, and it goes down through all those various ones, and finally Billy Graham gets saved.
所以就从 Eric Kimball 开始，一直到一代传一代，到最后到了 Billy Graham.
But to tie it in with us a little bit,
让跟我们发生一点关系的是
as I said, Kimball through Kimball, Moody got saved.
我刚才说到，借着 Kimball 弟兄，穆迪得救。
And Moody went and shared the gospel with one of these rich men in England.
所以这位穆迪弟兄到英国去跟一位富人传福音。
And this rich man's name was Stud.
他的名字叫做 Stud.
He had a son named C.T. Stud.
他有一个儿子名字叫做 C.T. Stud.
And he got saved.
他得救了。
And do you know who C.T. Stud, the testimony of in his book, who was that? I'll get my words out here in a minute. All right.Who that we know was influenced by C.T. Studd?
我们知道斯达德弟兄影响到的那个弟兄叫什么名字
？Lance Lambert.
是兰培德弟兄。
When you hear his testimony,
当你听到他的见证的时候
，it gets back to C.T. Studd.
他要追回到斯达德弟兄那边。
Many dear, precious servants of the Lord.
很多在主里边宝贵的弟兄
，all trace back to faithfulness of one Sunday school teacher.
都能够追溯到一个。忠心的主日学老师
Edward Kimball
就是 Eric Kimball 弟兄
Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're not a valuable, important member in the body of Christ
不要让任何的人对你说你是一个不重要的没有什么价值的基督的一个肢体
Each and every one of you is important
我们每一个人你们每一个人都是重要
We never know how the Lord will use us
我们不知道神要如何的来用我们
And my feet are still telling me, Mac, it's time to sit down.
我的脚一直在跟我说 ，Mac， 应该坐下。
But we have to see how the Lord wants to use every member.
但是我们要看见主要如何来用每一个肢体。
He uses it in many wonderful different ways.
而且用不同的奇妙的方式来使用。
Now as we come down to the second group here,
我们来看见第二类的人。
From verse 19 to 25.
从第十九节到二十五节。
These are the ones they think too high of themselves.
这是一群人，他们太高看自己。
They think they're so spiritually mature that nobody needs them.
他们是觉得自己是这样的属灵，没有人，他们不需要任何其他人。
And it looks like in verse 21.
我们看二十一节。
Says the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you."
眼不能对手说，我用不着你。
The eye, you know, the feet, they get jealous of the hands.
我们知道脚会嫉妒手。
But the eye says, "I don't have any need of you."
但是眼却说，我谁也不需要。
Because everybody, you know, the eye is so proud.
因为我们的眼睛是这样的骄傲。
The eye tells the rest of the body.
这个眼对身体其他的肢体说
Oh, look how good everybody take care of me.
你看看我们这个我是何等被照顾的好。
Everybody goes around, they get pretty glasses.
每一个人都会戴很漂亮的眼镜。
They make sure their eyebrows, eyelids are all right.
他们都会来修饰他们的眼帘和睫毛。
You know, we take good care of our eyes.
看见我们如何的精心的照顾我们的眼睛。
More so than most other parts.
比任何其他的肢体都要得到好的照顾。
So we, the eye becomes very proud.
所以眼睛就变得非常的骄傲。
I don't have any need of you.
我没有需要，我不需要用其他的。
Most people when they come up, they say, "Oh, look at beautiful eyes."
很多人会来对你说啊，你的眼睛很漂亮。
Anybody ever come up and say, "Oh, you have beautiful ears?"
或者有人对你说，你的耳朵很漂亮呢。
Oh, your son there has such beautiful feet.
你的儿子的腿。
Your daughter has beautiful eyes.
都会说你的女儿的眼睛很漂亮。
And so the eyes become so proud. Oh,
所以的眼睛就变得非常的骄傲。
I don't have any need of you.
我不会，我不需要你。
Your hands, you get all dirty.
你的手经常的变得很脏。
I don't have need of you.
我不需要你。
But then all of a sudden, just a little speck of dirt comes along.
但是突然好像有那么一个小的一个污点进到你的眼睛。
And in the eye, you're trying to get it out by yourself.
然后你就使劲眨眼睛，想用眼睛把它弄出来。
Those of us that are proud, we don't want any help.
那些很骄傲的人，他们说我们不需要帮助。
We think we're so important, I can get it out, so we squint.
我们觉得我们这样的重要，我们就使劲眨眼睛。
I'm not going to ask for any help from any brother or sister.
我不需要去得到其他弟兄姊妹的帮助。
We try to keep getting more and more liquid fluid in our eyes and just try to get them out.
然后我们就会用更多的眼泪要把它弄出来。
Finally, we humble ourselves.
一直到最后，我们谦卑下来。
We say, Mr. Hand, would you clean my eye out?
我们说，手先生，你可不可以来把我的眼睛给我帮一下
？Actually, we see how we need each other.
然后那个时候，我们就意识到我们何等的需要彼此需要。
It's easy to laugh about these physical parts.
这些身体的部分，我们可以来嘲笑它。
The point is to think about how we actually act and interact with one another.
但是这个实际却是我们如何的在教会来彼此的面对。
You know, we're not to think so high of ourselves.
如果我们不是很高看自己。
And we're not to think so low of ourselves.
我们不应该很高看自己，我们也不应该很小瞧自己。
Actually, we're not to think of ourselves.
其实我们甚至都不应该看自己。
That's the problem.
这就是问题。
We're either thinking too low of ourselves.
我们是不是可以把我们自己放低一点呢
？Which means we're thinking about ourselves.
那个时候我们在想自己
，or we're thinking too high of ourselves，
或者我们很高看自己
，which means we're thinking of ourselves。
这意味着我们还是在想自己
，or we're not supposed to think of ourselves。
我们不应该来看自己。
It's not I but Christ。
不再是我，而是基督。
Paul says for me to live is Christ。
而且我活着就是基督。
You know, this is what the Lord is calling us to。
这是主呼召我们所进的那个实际。
And but we how when we get we can get so caught up in ourselves。
但是我们却这样子容易被我们自己所缠累。
That we lose perspective of who we are and where we are.
我们就对我们自己所应该、所是、所在的，我们就失去了那个应有的看见。
Last year when we were together, we looked at Jeremiah.
去年我们聚会的时候，我们一同看耶利米。
And one of the characteristics of the time of Jeremiah.
耶利米那个时代所有的一个特点就是
was that outwardly under the reign of King Josiah.
在外面，他们是在约西亚王的统治之下。
Everything looked like it was wonderful.
每一件事情看起来都是那么美好。
The temple was being cleansed out. The idols were being abolished. Passover was being observed.
那个时候，圣殿被洁净，所有的偶像都被除去，他们也能够在那边守逾越节。
But what did Jeremiah say to them?
但是耶利米对他们说什么呢
？All of this outward activity was going on.
所有这些外面的活动。
They thought they were doing.They thought they were okay.
他们觉得他们就可以了。
Their perspective was totally off.
他们的那个看见是完全错误的。
Because Jeremiah came amongst them.
因为耶利米来到他们的中间。
And he said, "This house which is called by my name, you have made a robber's den."
说到这个称为神名下的殿，你们却让它成为贼窝了。
They robbed God of all His glory.
他们在那边都偷窃神所有的荣耀。
They robbed Him of His rightful place.
他们把神所从应有的位置上。
They had lost sight that they were the privileged people of God.
他们实在是没有看见他们是神所有特权的子民。
And because they lost sight of being the privileged people of God, their whole perspective was off.
因为这一点，所以他们自己所有的看见都是不对。
And this is one of the characteristics of the end days.
这是这个末后的世代的一个特征。
It's sad to say that in the In end times, God's people don't know their true condition.
很悲哀地说，在末后的时代，神的百姓不知道他们所应有的那个光景。
All throughout history, all throughout the scripture, we can see this.
经过在所有的圣经和教会历史里面，我们能看见这一点。
You think about the book of Malachi.
看看马拉基书。
The people in Malachi, they had lost their perspective of being that privileged people of God.
马拉基时代的圣徒，他们失去了那个看见，不知道他们在神面前的特权。
And when God came to them and said, "I have loved you,"
当神来到他们中间，对他们说，我已经爱了你们。
They came back and said, "How have you loved us?"
他们就说，你怎么爱了我们呢
？Look at these miserable conditions we're in. What do you mean you love us?
看看我们所在的这个悲惨光景里面，你到底是什么意思
？They have lost perspective.
他们失去了那个看见。
If you go over to the church in Laodicea,
你们再来，我们再来到老底嘉的教会。
God again, he challenges them.
神再一次的在那边向他们挑战说。
He says, "You think you're rich, but you're poor."
你们以为你们是富有的，你们却是缺乏的。
Again, they had lost that thought. They had lost the preciousness of the Lord within their life was gone.
但是主在他们生命中间那个宝贵却已经失去了。
They had failed to remember that they were that privileged people.
他们没有看见他们是神所宝贵的。
And that impacted their whole perspective of life.
这就影响到他们对整个生活的那个看见。
And when our perspective is off,
当他们的看见错掉了
our priorities are off.
我们的那个优先的事情就错掉了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we're thankful that it's still called today and God speaks to us.
我们感谢主，今天他仍然对我们说话。
As we're considering this matter of the Lord's call for His life to be expressed among us in this day and time,
当我们一同来思想神在这边对我们的一个呼召，一同进入到这个生活里边的时候
，May we allow the Holy Spirit to be searching us.
我愿我们容许圣灵来检查我们。
And where we've lost sight of that privilege that we mentioned last night.
昨天晚上我们所提到的这个特权，我们什么时候失去了呢
？And where our perspective is off.
我们什么时候那个看见是错的
？May we be teachable in the Lord's hands.
愿我们在主的手中是可以受教。
Because remember what we shared last night.
记住昨天晚上我们所提到。
And we're thankful for the many wonderful faithful saints.
我们为着很多忠心的圣徒。
But even in that faithfulness, there's still the much more that the Lord wants to show us.
甚至在对他们来说，主还有更多的要告诉他们。
There's so much more of His life He wants us to experience.
还有更多的生命让我们去经历。
And so may we come into those, allowing Him to adjust us in a fuller and greater way.
所以我们愿意能够让主来在我们身上做更多的调整。
We have a way in life with our perspective.We think we're seeing clearly, but we don't.
我们有这样的一种习惯，就是我们以为我们看见了，但是确实没有。
I remember when I was growing up. That shows I've got a pretty good memory. I can remember that far back.
我有很好的记忆，所以我还能够记得当我长大的时候发生的一些事情。
Well, my mother, she would always tell me when I'd go up, be out playing. She'd say, "Now come home when it's dark."
我记得母亲对我说，当天黑的时候要从外面回家。
And so I'd be out playing something. We'd be playing basketball or football or something.
我好像在外头玩一些球。
And I knew in my mind. I said, "Oh, when it gets dark, I got to go home."
在我的头脑里边，我记得妈妈说，天黑了就要回家。
But it's amazing how our eyes adapt to the darkness.
但是我们的眼睛却是适应看黑暗到一个地步。
The sun is going down.
太阳已经落山了。
But we can all still see the ball and the goal.
但是我们的眼睛却仍然能够看见这个球，能够看见那个球门。
And we're still playing.
所以我们就继续的在那边打球。
Until my father shows up.
到最后，我的父亲出现了。
I said, "You're supposed to be home at dark."
说你应该天黑的时候就该回家了。
Then all of a sudden your eyes open.
然后突然我的眼睛就放开了。
You see it's dark.
然后才看见确实天都黑了。
We can do the same thing in our Christian life.
在基督徒的生活里边也同样会发生。
We get so accustomed to living below the standard that He wants us to.
我们是如此的适应活在那个低标准以下的生活。
Not experiencing the fullness of His life and blessing.
我们没有在那边经历主的 完全被的祝福,
that we could become accustomed to it.
然后我们就好像很适应那样的生活。
Would the Holy Spirit shine His light in the midst of that darkness?
愿圣灵能够在那样的一个黑暗的里面把他的光赐下来。
And wake us up.
能够让我们醒过来,
so that we can get back in that race and run with the strength that He's given us.
所以我们就能够用他所赐给我们的力量来奔跑，来跑这个他所赐给我们的道路。
It's wonderful when His loving kindness shines His light upon us.
他的恩慈把光赐给我们是何等美好。
And then He accepts us back.
然后他就把我们接纳。
And allows us to continue going on in that fuller and greater way.
然后让我们能够继续地往前跑，能够跑到更多的丰富里面。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
To behold His beauty.
能够看得见他的荣美。
And be adjusted to His perspective.
而且能够被调整，看见他所要看见的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, earlier tonight we sang of living for Jesus.
主啊, 早些时候我们唱到活着为耶稣。
And we just have a simple desire that we in reality would do that.
我们有这样的一个简单的心愿, 我们愿意这首歌成为我们的实际。
That we would serve no other masters.
我们不愿意服侍另外一位主。
That we would be wholly given to you.
我们愿意完全地奉献给你。
And allowing you to bring about the fullness of all your heart's desire.
好让你能够把你完全的心意在我们身上实现。
We do offer ourselves to you.
我们确实把我们献给你。
We do want to be teachable, pliable in your hands.
我们愿意成为柔软受可教的器皿。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.